We're on the phone today with Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist for Oklahoma State University. He's going to give us some insights here on the prospective plantings and grain stocks reports out from USDA today. Now, Kim, these have really shaped up to be some of the most highly anticipated reports for the year. I'm guessing you've had some time to review them. What's been your initial reaction here today?
Well, I looked at them at first, you know, the like on corn, you look at the plantings right under 90 million acres. The I think it's important to compare that to what the average of the trade was looking for, and they were looking at just under 91 million. So I think that was positive for corn on the acreage. But if you look at corn stocks, the trade was expecting stocks to be, you know, a little over 8.5 million bushels, and it came in a little over 8.6. And so you've kind of got, you know, so the acreage is good, so that may be positive for new crop sales, but the stocks were higher than expected, so that's negative. So you got some conflicting information. It's just going to see which one of those weigh out. I'd say probably on corn, that's just going to be a wash, and they're going to wait and see what happens. I know Oklahoma is interested in wheat. You look at the planted acres. It came in relatively close to that estimate, and if anything slightly under it, it came in at 46.06 million acres. The trade was expecting 46.2, so it's a little bit below that. And if you look at the wheat stocks, they were just slightly 32 million bushels above trade expectations, which is nothing. So I think the wheat is going to be equal to maybe just a little positive price-wise, but just not much there. Soybeans, I think there's some room for movement there because the trade was expecting 88.2 million acres. It came in at 89.5, well above trade expectations. And if you look at the soybean stocks, the trade was expecting 1.9 billion bushels, and it came in at 1.7, just below that, and it came in just above that. So negative on the soybean acres, neutral on the stocks, so I think soybean prices will be going down. Cotton, I think our cotton producers need to look at that. The planted acres for cotton was 12.2 million acres, up 21% from last year, and I think that's going to be negative for cotton prices.
So obviously, you know, what's the motivation going on here? You know, obviously we've got plenty of wheat right now. Is this causing producers to look at alternative crops here?
Oh yeah, they've. I think producers have been for wheat looking at all at the summer crops. I think you know there has been a move or a talk of planting more soybeans and less corn, or are increasing the soybeans and not the corn. And I think this report may change some of that, because I think we're going to have that that soybean and corn price come more into the historical line. One thing that I looked at was on the stocks in Oklahoma. The wheat came in at 108.5 million bushels. Remember, we produced 40 million more bushels last year than we did in 2015. And so I was expecting the Oklahoma wheat stocks to be significantly higher than last year. Last year they were at 101 million bushels. This year they're at 108.5. And so I think that's positive. We've still got to find a home for more bushels than we had last year. And remember, we got a lot of wheat in the bunker. It means we'll probably have more wheat going in the bunkers. But I don't think there's going to be as much as I thought there would be before this report.
So is this taking folks by surprise, you think, across the country?
I think the market had a pretty good handle on it. So I think the surprise is going to be in the soybeans, and maybe in the wheat stocks a little bit. But if you look at the pre-release trade estimates, you know, they were relatively close. So I think the trade pretty much nailed wheat, and you know, we've dropped 55, almost 60 cents in the last 3 or 4 weeks on wheat prices. Maybe we can reverse that. They may have been expecting more negative information than we got. We're just going to have to wait and see. I think this report is is pretty neutral overall.
So what's your predictions for this harvest season coming up? Are we going to be able to move enough wheat out here? Or I know farmers are considering even grazing out a lot of their wheat this year.
Yes, they're going to. Well, you look at the planted acres on Oklahoma, 4.5 million down. You know, I think you got to go back to 1962 to get that low. And then if you go past 62, you got to go back into the 30s. So we've already reduced the planted acres. The word on the street is we'll have a lower percentage of harvested acres. We normally harvest around 70%. We'll probably harvest less than that year because they are going to hay it. They are grazing it, and they're going to, I think, convert some to the summer crops.
Now, you've kind of been preaching the same message all during the growing season this year for producers still looking at marketing their wheat this year. What's your advice to them?
If you can, especially since we lost 60 cents, if I could afford lower prices, and right now you can forward contract for around $3.50 a bushel, you've got the loan at 3.15 that'll take it out in the fall. If we're going to have a price rally this year, it looks like it's going to be in the August, September, October time period. So if I could afford it, I would probably store some wheat into the fall and winter. If not, normally I do sell a third at harvest, a third in September, October, and the final third in November, Dece. I would follow that strategy, or if I could afford to take some risk, I might store a little more wheat than I normally do, and sell some at harvest. I probably wouldn't sell some now. You're looking at in the near term another dime to 15 cent lower prices. If you're looking at between now and harvest, if we have a low test weight and low protein, then you're going to have prices down at $3 or below $3. But if we can have a good test weight and a good protein crop, I think it's going to be up closer to that $4. So a lot will depend on the quality of the crop that we put in the bin.
And I know you were looking earlier in the year at that maybe $4 for $4.25 range there, but you've kind of come back on that now with some recent developments here in the market, right?
Yeah, backing off, this 60 cent price decline caught me by surprise. I did get some new numbers on why that went down this morning. You go back 3 weeks ago, the managed funds were short 27,000 wheat contracts. I read a deal this morning that they're now short 170,000 wheat contracts. And there, right therein lies, I think, the major reason we took 60 cents off. If they're short that much and the market turns, then they're going to have to reverse that position. And that could drive it back up to that, cash price at $4, $4.25. But the funds aren't stupid, and they do things for a reason. And so it's a wait and see situation. But with them short 170,000, if that number is right that I on that report I read this morning, I think that makes me optimistic, but not quite as optimistic as I was a couple weeks ago. So I think our harvest price is going to be somewhere between $3.80 and $4. That's about 30 to 50 cents higher than they are now.
And so how is all this kind of lining up with the current WASDE reports? Is there going to be Now, obviously, there's enough supply out there. Is there going to be enough demand out there to keep pace here? I know we've got some increased pressure coming from foreign competitors.
Yes, we do. But our hard red winter wheat exports have been significantly better than they were last year. You look at the outstanding sales is 128% higher than last year, and the nearby is 98%. So our export demand has been relatively good. I think there is a shortage of protein in the world, and if we can provide protein and good milling wheat, I think that we will maintain that demand. And if if we can have some problems in corn production with these lower planted acres, if that comes to fruition, I think it could increase the feed demand for the wheat and maybe get some of this wheat out of our bunkers this next year.
Yeah, so final thoughts, what's it going to take and how long is it going to take to get commodity markets bouncing back here?
It's going to take to get our prices bouncing back significantly like it, we picked up $6 in 2010. We picked up $3 in 2012. For that to happen, we're going to have to lose some crops in some of our competing countries like Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, We lost. Europe was low last year, and it didn't help us much. And Australia and Argentina, we need those crops to come in significantly less than they have in the past.